Welcome to Get You Fit Radio, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. And we all know that leading a healthy lifestyle has so many different components. And those of you that are listening have probably tried or are on the continuous task of trying to achieve that healthy lifestyle. But there are so many different levels in achieving this. And if you're thinking that it's just about weight loss, it's not just about weight loss. And today I have a guest with me today. Her name is Bernadette. I'm going to let her go ahead and pronounce her last name. But Bernadette, welcome to the show. If you don't mind pronouncing your last name for us.
Sure. My last name is Reganey.
Reganey. Excellent. Welcome, Bernadette, to the show. Bernadette, before we kind of start, I of course, welcome to the show. But why don't you start out by telling our listeners how long you've been with the program?
I came to you a year and a half ago.
A year and a half ago. So over the 18-month time, like many of my clients, I've never actually met Bernadette in person. And so this is just a lovely conversation that we're having. But, you know, to start out, what actually motivated you to embark on this weight loss journey to start? You know, obviously we know that typically we want to shave off some LBs, we want to shave off some inches, but you know, you're not somebody that had a whole lot of weight to lose. So if you don't mind kind of sharing, how much did you lose and what kind of was the big trigger to get you to sign up for my program?
Well, I came to you with what to me was a dilemma at the time. I do powerlifting. I do powerlifting with my daughter who competes competitively. So I was doing it with her and I wanted to get stronger. And the coach that we have, he kept telling me, you need more protein, you need more protein. And I had been logging my food and, you know, watching the calories and watching what I was taking. And I just could not get enough protein in. But as I was doing all this, I also wanted to, of course, lose weight. I had been struggling for years and years to drop some weight and I just couldn't do it. So my coach is telling me you need to eat more to get more protein. At the same time, I'm trying to lose weight. So a friend of mine referred me to you. So I came to you with this dilemma, figuring that you would just kind of laugh at me and say, make up your mind. What do you want to do? I presented it to you and you said, okay, this is the game plan. This is what we can do. And as we were talking it out and finalizing everything on what I needed to do, I asked you, how many calories do I have to take in? And when you told me 1500 calories, my heart stopped and I was actually crying. I tried to hide the tears so you did not know that I was crying because I was taking in a little bit more calories than that. And I'm like, I am going to starve to death. I said, there's no way I can do this. Never mind. And you said, no, trust the process. You're not going to starve to death. If you are, you're hungry. You're going to let me know. We're going to look at what you're eating, but you will not starve to death. But still in the back of my head, I'm thinking, okay, I have not given her my credit card information yet. I can say thanks, but no thanks and just move on. But I said, no. Okay. Well, we'll give it a shot. I've tried everything else. Let's go for it.
Sure.
So we gave it a shot and much to my surprise, I dropped 20 pounds and I dropped 20 pounds much quicker than what I thought I was going to. It did go off pretty quick. And for these 18 months, I've been able to keep it off.
Amazing. Amazing. And, you know, I do also want to add, you know, initially that's always such a burning question, you know, how much do I get to eat? How much do I get to eat? And, you know, there is no one size fits all diet. So, you know, typically what I do is I take the information upon onboarding, and you may recall also in the start materials, you know, I gave you that 1500 calorie point based on your height, your weight, your activity level, but there was also that, you know, that 200 calorie window of, you know, getting to go over, getting to go under, but more importantly, you know, my meal plans are composed of that lavender formula, which, you know, we can talk a little bit about in that magic of the nutrients that are embedded in the program. So, you know, it's not so much that 1500, the 1500 is so nutritionally dense. So, you know, if you don't mind, can you share a little bit about, you know, your activity level? And of course, later in the show, I am going to talk a little bit about, you know, your coaches and the muscle and the strength that it took for you to conquer such a sport. But the 1500 calories is composed of such nutritionally dense food that I'd love to hear, and I'd love to have you share how that felt for you to tackle such a vigorous sport and lose weight. So do you mind sharing that?
It was hard in the beginning, because there was, I'm a very, I like to say, simple eater.
Yes. I still am
very, very simple. There's many things you've given me and I'm like, there's no way I'm going to eat that. I have changed my eating habits. I have incorporated some things you've encouraged me to try, which I never thought I would eat, like avocados, Greek yogurt. And there's some things I'm not real crazy about, but I can mix them in and kind of hide them in there. And I'm okay with. I still struggle with trying to get my healthy fats. That's, you know, peanut butter is usually my go-to, and the nuts. but it was a very big learning curve for me. To get all of that in. So I have built more muscle and I've lost weight. So I am stronger now for making all of these. I'm stronger though for in a new weight class. Yeah. The old weight class I was in, I was, you know, for a mom, you know, I'll tell you, I'm 58 years old. So for a mom.
Hearing that, I was going to ask. Yes.
yeah. I was holding my own. I was doing okay in the heavier weight class. And then when I dropped 20 pounds, I competed again in a lighter weight class and I did a little bit better. Oh, yeah. I actually came in second place in a competition, and I also had the top lift for, I think it might've been my bench. I had the top lift for that. So I have gotten stronger, but I have to remember I'm stronger in a new weight class. My PRs that I had did go up from my bench. My squat and my deadlift have pretty much, like, I'm where I was before, which is still really good. So they didn't get lower. In the beginning, I kind of stepped back a little bit and had to build my way back up there, but I am now back to where I was with my numbers lifting prior. So that's all a wonderful accomplishment.
Wonderful. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, one of the questions I was going to ask you is, you know, what are the challenges and obstacles that you faced and, you know, during this journey? And clearly being an eater that is, I don't want to use the word picky, but you know, you were challenged, you were. And then there are other people that might be listening that don't love everything. And, you know, Greek yogurt's a big one. You know, a lot of people just frown upon that Greek yogurt, but, you know, hearing you say that, you know, you were open-minded in taking the tips that I provided. And, you know, the avocado was a big one. I want to say it was a good year before you tackled that one. And I know it was over the course of time, you know, the different strategies that we used. And those people that are listening that aren't in the program need to understand that my program is not one where I just cut you loose after giving you a document. You know, we communicate daily. So do you mind sharing a little bit about some of those obstacles and how our daily communication and collaboration helped overcome some of these obstacles?
There were times, you know, you commented before, in your weight loss, you're not going to go straight down. You're going to go up and down. So I did struggle when I was like going up or I wasn't going down. And I would comment to you through our text messages and you were like, all right, well, let me look at what you're eating. And then you'd go come back and I'm like, well, look at what you ate. You know, did this really fit in into the program? So I'm like, you know, you kind of have to, you have to face reality. Yeah. You know, I screwed up. I thought I would be okay eating that. It was more calories than what I thought it was. So it was all a learning experience. And when you go through those struggles and even when I thought the food, like, you know, some of the ice creams and that, well, it's not going to be that bad. And I did okay with everything else. And then you see that your numbers didn't go down, or at the end of the day, the calories I logged were actually considerably more than what I wanted them to be. You kind of learned by that. So in the back of my head, when I go to have the opportunity to eat that food again, I'm like, all right, I know what happened last time. So we're just going to bypass that and we're going to substitute it with something else. So you kind of learned by that. Logging everything, what's going to work and what isn't. So it was all a learning experience and I still mess up. You know, there's lots of times I eat something I'm like, oh brother, that was like really stupid. I should have known better. Or there's things you go to the restaurant and you order it one way and it comes back another and you're like, oh my goodness, this is not going to be good. So it's all a learning experience. And I had to, you know, like you said, you just, okay, shrug it off. You know what you did wrong. Let's keep moving forward. So
sure. But also I hope that you have learned also that this is not about restriction. And it's not about perfection either. You know, it's about the big picture. And, you know, I have to ask, and I may have asked when you first began, and I apologize, I don't remember, but did you weigh yourself daily prior to this? Can you share a little bit about how that has helped impact your success?
I did weigh myself before. And of course, the numbers were never numbers that I had liked to see. So it was really fun to, once we started the program with you, to start to see the numbers go down. And I continue to weigh myself on a daily basis. And I do log it. And now with me weighing myself on a daily basis, I find that my husband is weighing himself on a daily basis. He's not in the program, but he weighs himself. And because my cooking habits have changed, his weight has dropped 10 pounds through all
good. I was going to ask, and that's very common actually. The record, by the way, is a spouse losing over 100 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Isn't amazing? Isn't amazing?
Yes, it is.
I never said a word to him, but you know, the wife did the cooking and he just followed along. So I'm so happy to hear that. So happy.
I continue to weigh myself. And then also another indicator for me is when I go to lift my lifting belt, what notch it's on and how comfortable does it feel on that notch. When I lost the weight, I was able to tighten my belt up by one more notch. So now I know when I go in and I'm on that notch and it feels a little snug, I'm like, all right, you know what you ate today that is making this belt feel uncomfortable. So, you know, and now I start to avoid some of those foods. I'm like, I know how I felt after that. So, you know, I don't want to go through that again. We're just going to bypass it. And even this, a couple of months ago, my family and I, we raced cars and we were racing at the national championship. So we were gone for 10 days in a hotel. I brought my scale, which of course my kids made fun of me about. They're a young adult. Sure. But every morning when they got up to start the day, I could hear that scale in the hotel bathroom slide across the tile floor.
Oh, that is funny.
So they were also weighing themselves every day. And then you hear it slide back under, you know, the counter there, like I didn't know what they were doing.
Well, you've certainly been a role model. I mean, at 58 years old, you know, I was going to certainly ask you what positive effects. I mean, clearly this is radiated to your family, I'm sure, to others, but, you know, hearing you say, you know, the belt, the clothing, you know, all of that, but, at 58 years old, your mental health, self-confidence, what other positive effects or unexpected benefits, have you noticed that have come with this program, not just losing weight, just all of the above?
I think I feel more self-confident in myself. I feel that I stand a little bit taller. I'm not afraid to wear, certain clothes. Before, I was trying to hide my stomach, and now I can wear those comfortable, cute clothes now. Mm-hmm. And I feel good. And my husband comments, about the change in me and how much smaller I am. And it just makes you feel so good to know that your spouse is so pleased with, of course you want to look good for your husband. So he's very happy. I know he's very proud of me. And, and even my son's comment is like, "Mom, you're so little." I'm like, "Oh, well, thank you."
Amazing. Amazing. Absolutely. I mean, and you have become the program. People will often say, "What program are you on?" And you're not any longer on a program. You have become the program. This is now you. I guess in ending here, your comment earlier when you had said you were very reluctant, as all of my clients are. I am very point blank and open and honest in telling everybody, when you start my program, it is overwhelming because I don't just give you a diet. I really try to explain to you all of the elements that are needed in this. You had mentioned you were reluctant. You hadn't given me your credit card, but yet you had heard from a friend that this was successful. So I assume that had some bearing in your final decision. But what would you tell somebody that's is on the edge right now? Maybe listening, or maybe somebody at your work that is looking at you from afar, going, "Gosh, it came so easy to her. I'm really worried about doing this." What advice would you give to somebody that's not ready to pull that trigger?
I think the most important thing, and I was just talking to a gal at work yesterday, is that, you get to eat real food. You're not buying any, special foods through any special programs. You're eating real food that you go to the grocery store, that you cook, things that you probably already have in your home. You're just looking at it from a different perspective now. So you view things a little bit differently. And it comes second nature. In the beginning, yes, it was very overwhelming trying to figure it all out. But now it's second nature. So before I grab my snack or my lunch during the day, I'm like, okay, wait a minute. What do I have to try and meet that trifecta? It's just, it automatically happens.
Exactly. And for those of you that don't know what the trifecta is, that is my protocol. It's the, the protein, the carb, and the fat. And, prior to the program, Bernadette may have just grabbed a yogurt. But now it's the yogurt, which is the protein, and she makes sure she puts on that healthy fat. And I've provided, all of the portions and the proportions that she needs. And, it does come healthy. And as we speak, I will tell you, I have a protein packed lemon loaf in the oven right now, so there's tons of recipes, that won't make you feel like you're on a diet. So, I thank you for that. And, I thank you for being one of my rock star superstars. So, I look forward to many more years and many more, positive comments and compliments from you. So any final thoughts, any final,
No, I think it's like you said, it's overwhelming in the beginning, but once you catch on to it and you stick with it, it really works, and it happens so quickly. If you just, and the important thing, like you said, you gotta trust the program.
Trust the program.
Put in the work and trust the program in order to get to your results, which is the same thing when I'm lifting with my coach. You gotta trust the process.
Yep. 100%. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And again, those of you listening, if you'd like program information, you can look me up on www.vitalfunctionalhealth.com. And the program title is Evolve. Thank you again, and look forward to hearing from you soon. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Make no excuses now, I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now, let's go. You time is running.